Because Mar Megillah and Tazayim and Aleph tells us that Mordechai was davening, and Haman had a message from Achashverosh. Haman was about to tell him about the great message that Achashverosh was now rewarding Mordechai for his great deed of kindness a couple years back when he saved his life. And what happened was, the Gemara says, an very interesting thing. Nisatev Mordechai became litzu, so he got up, he put his talis on, and he started to daven. Also, Haman uYosef leKamayo. Va'orech ad solik Mordechai litzu. So what happened was, Haman said, hey, Mordechai is davening, I don't want to interrupt him. So the big question is, in the Ben Yishchai adds this, in the Ben Yoyada, Haman, who hated Klal Yisrael, not only did he hate Klal Yisrael, he hated Mordechai more than any other Jew possible, because Mordechai loichrav loishtachve. There wasn't a Jew that he hated more. Haman decided now, hey, he's davening Shimon Esrei, you know, I'm gonna give Mordechai a little cover, I'm gonna give a little privacy. What are you, crazy? What's going on over here? Haman's giving Mordechai a little privacy? What the heck is going on over here? V'lama ha'lo afriya lo tekef miyad. Why didn't he interrupt him quickly? And Rav Biederman explains the Ben Yishchai so beautifully in the Sefer on Perm. The Ben Yishchai basically says like this. He says, Haman knew that the Mordechai was davening out of tear. He was davening out of tzar right now. Mordechai was davening for Klal Yisrael. Haman knew the secret. When a Jew davens b'tzara, he's davening when he's in pain and he's in daiga. That's when a Jew's tefillah is on a lower level. If you give him a little simcha, if you give a Jew a little hope, a little simcha, a little grimace of survival, he's going to be okay. He takes the tefillah now to another level. Now, in the words of the Ben Yishchai, an amazing thing. So why did Haman wait and he didn't interrupt his davening? Not because Haman was polite and he didn't interrupt Mordechai Shimon Esrei. He said, of course, Mordechai right now is davening in sadness. He's davening out of fear, out of despair. And of course his tefillah won't be miskabel, says the Ben Yishchai. Ach imaf sikub emsa tefillah, az muchach shiachar achav yisbal shenis. If I stop him now, and then he's going to be able to have to answer. He's going to have to stop his tefillah. He's going to have to daven again. V'acher sheyishma ha'besura tova vada yispal b'simcha rabba v'tihir ritzu yamiyad. He said, if Mordechai now got the good news that maybe I'm about to now, you know, I'm telling him some good news. I'm about to bring him around the whole city, and he's going to start wearing the king's clothing. He's going to daven, and his tefillah will be 100% miskabel. Haman wasn't a stupid person. Haman knew the Jew's secret. If it was Hashem b'simcha, Haman knew that when a Jew davens and when a Jew learns and a Jew is besimcha, it brings him to a new level. So why did Haman not interrupt Mordechai's tefillah? Haman wanted to make sure that Mordechai's tefillah wouldn't be miskabel, because if it had a little bit of simcha, then it wouldn't be miskabel. Right now Mordechai was davening in sadness. He wanted to keep him davening in sadness and not give him anything to be happy about. And this is what Rav Biederman really says from the Rebbe Rabbonim of Pshischa. The pasuk says in Yeshaya, "Ki besimcha seitzeu v'shalom tuvalon." Right, we know that we say this on the Motzei Shabbos. "Ki besimcha seitzeu," and they went out with simcha. What does this mean? They went out with simcha. Shalidei hasimcha efsherli hinatza mikola chavilin tamaikin ulatzeus meafilu l'orgado. Through the mid of simcha, through the mid of happiness, a person's able to go out. A person's able to leave any type of challenge or any type of pain or suffering going in their life, and able to go on. And that's actually a pshat that I saw earlier in the sefer. I'm not sure who quotes it, but that's really the pshat that ifdu hashem besimcha. When you want to know what is ifdu hashem, oh, it's right here from the Rebbe of Zedichov. He says, ifdu hashem besimcha kilomar shekasher adam sasa samech ve'ein atzavimo harei hu ovoy bezas hashem. You want to know someone who's an eved hashem? Someone who does it besimcha. Someone who says, hey, at the end of the day, there are going to be hard times in my life, but I'm going to do it besimcha. I'm going to do it out of tremendous joy. That's an eved hashem. Ifdu hashem besimcha, not just serve hashem besimcha. Ifdu hashem, you want to know what an eved hashem is? It's someone who does it besimcha, does it with happiness. And that's the whole thing we say in Kisavo, right? Atachas hashem lo avarat hashem besimcha. To live off. You have all the punishments in the world if you serve me, but you don't serve me with joy and happiness, says the Kadosh Baruch Hu in Kisavo. Just to be able to end off. So sometimes it's very hard to be happy. It's very hard, but there wasn't a greater time in Jewish history where it was harder to be happy. If we think about this, then sometimes in our lives, you know, especially on Purim, there are a lot of things that are happening, and sometimes the Yitzhahara knows the gravity of the day and gets us to be able to think about little things and get upset. But maybe we think about this little idea from the Ish Kodesh, maybe that'll help us from encapsulating and taking in every second. So you just imagine the Ish Kodesh, we know that was the Baal HaChuvas HaTalmidim. He was sitting in the Warsaw Ghetto, and he was in the middle of World War II, And he was trying to mechazik the Jews in the ghetto. And he writes over here a beautiful thing. Rabbi Yehuda quotes it. So the Tikkunei Zohar says the Kiddush of Yom Kippur and Purim are very connected. Not only are they connected, Yom Kippur is only like Purim, but Purim is on a higher level. So the Eish Kodesh now tells the people he's with. We know in Yom Kippur this year we are obligated to fast, and every single one of us fasted in our situations. He says if we went to the matzav of pikuach nevesh, that's when we would eat. Now here too also, chayiv adam limsor nafsho, the lesmoach biyom apurim ad kenei mesirus nefesh. He said with the same mesirus nefesh that we would have to fast Yom Kippur, we have to have mesirus nefesh today in the Warsaw ghetto when the Jews of Poland didn't know if their families were still alive. The Eish Kodesh tell them we have a chiv to be happy. At the end of the day, we should never know of any of those things like that. But how many of us can say that Baruch Hashem overall? You know, we might have little things here with shidduchim and jobs and a little food, but at the end of the day, Baruch Hashem, we're not living in World War II. Well, the Eish Kodesh was telling his chassidim, at the end of the day, we have to force ourselves to be besimcha. It's so much easier to think, look at all the brachas you have in your life, and then it'll be very easy to be able to be besimcha. So at the end of the day, we start off with the Ben Yoyada. Why did Haman wait? For Mordechai to finish his Shmon Esther, because Haman knew the koach of Simcha. If Mordechai davened out b'Simcha, of course he would get his tefila answered. And that's really the word of Rabbi Simcha Banu Pshischa. He was Simcha Seitzeo. You want to know how to get through anything? It's got to be with Simcha. And that's really what the Rabbi of Zereshov said. The mid of Simcha, Ivdos Hashem is Simcha. Not only to Shav Hashem is Simcha, but Ivdos Hashem is b'Simcha. Someone you want to know who an Eved Hashem is? It's someone who does the b'Simcha. And this is what the Ish Kodesh told his Chassidim. So just like we would have Mesiris Nefesh to fast, and just so we would have Mesiris Nefesh to fast Yom Kippur, how much more so we have to have Mesiris Nefesh now to be happy. We should be zoch Be'ez Hashem to be able to use this koch of Simcha in our lives. And Be'ez Hashem, just like this, just Misha Nefnas Adam Marbim Simcha, every single day of Adar, we should be Marbim Simcha every single day, up until we get to Purim, Be'ez Hashem, and the Simcha will be overjoying and overflowing, Be'ez Hashem Yisparach.